You're listening to Connecting Faith, and every other Wednesday we have the opportunity to connect with Tim Muehlhoff, professor of communication at Biola University and author of a number of great books on surprisingly communication. Well, maybe it's not that surprising, I guess, since he's a professor of communication. But we always love to talk with Tim about how we talk about the issues of the day. And one of those issues, Tim, welcome back, first of all. Good to have you on.
Great to be here, Neil. Thank you.
We were just chatting, you know, before the program about what to visit with today, and said you posed a question to your students as it related to one of the, well, it's certainly, I guess, a controversial topic, or one that getting a lot of attention has to do with the Star Spangled Banner. Let's talk about what you raised in class.
Yeah, I've done this to my students, undergrad students, and I've also done this at a church setting with people all across the generational divide. So I say, what's most offensive to you to do during the national anthem? And I show three pictures. One picture, it's a group of three people laughing as the anthem's being played. They're in a conversation, and they're obviously laughing about something. Next photo is of a woman on her cell phone as the national anthem is being played. And then the third one is Colin Kaepernick, the former San Francisco football player who has started a nationwide discussion by taking a knee during the national anthem. I say rank them in order of offensiveness. And Neil, it just sparks a great conversation. And at the end, I get to offer my advice. And so I say, here's my ranking. Number one on the list is the three people laughing, having a conversation during the national anthem. Second is the woman on the phone, because who knows what the phone call is about. It could be something very serious, some bad news, some unexpected news. And then the least offensive to me is Colin Kaepernick, who purposely uses the national anthem to draw attention to the plight of certain members of our community who he feels are at risk. So it just sparks a great conversation. I would rather have somebody purposefully kneel than without much thought just be talking and laughing during the national anthem. And so, but it sparks great conversation. My students, they rank them pretty similar to how I do. Interesting, the older generation puts Colin Kaepernick first as the most offensive, even though they hate the fact that people are talking and laughing during the anthem. They hate that somebody's on the cell phone, but they would put Colin Kaepernick at the front of being the most offensive.
Well, I guess maybe it brings up the question, what do we, you know, how much significance do we put in our national anthem? I mean, you know, I guess you wonder where that's going in the years ahead. You know, is it simply just a way to start a ball game, and is it even respectful to be doing it there anyway?
Right. And so I remember being at a basketball game. At my son was a high school basketball player, and we all stand up to, you know, the national anthem. And my wife is awesome. If you think I'm a fireball, my wife on certain issues, right? So there's two our left. Are two kids just talking, laughing with their hats on during the national anthem. And my wife just turned and said, hey, guys, come on. It's the national anthem. So I think that's more offensive to me, Neil, because, you know, men and women died for that flag. They absolutely did. And so when Colin Kaepernick decides, listen, I'm going to do something that I know is going to be provocative, and I like the fact that he kneels now. Originally, he just sat. And a Marine actually confronted him and said, I think if you're going to do this, please kneel. I think that'd be more respectful. So I think that was a good compromise. So now he kneels purposefully to draw attention to a separate issue, and that is the plight of African-American men, particularly, who seem to be dying disproportionately to the other population. So I like the fact that I can live with that. I can't live with people just treating our flag as elevator music in the background. To me, that is so much more offensive to the men and the women who have defended this country and died for that flag.
Does it bring up the question about what we use as vehicles of protest? This has become, of course, now it's a protest about patriotism, which is not
right.
What it really started out.
Right.
So, you know, is this the time and place to do that? And I guess maybe that's always been one of the questions about where is it appropriate, what's appropriate for protest?
Well, I actually teach a class on social protest. And so if you're the minority and you don't have a voice, nobody cares about you, right? So you walk out with arms linked at the beginning of a football game, nobody cares about it. Maybe some people notice, you know, what are they doing? But when you have a person who takes a seat during the national anthem, now we have a national discussion. And yes, part of that discussion is about the appropriateness of the action. But it was in the beginning, and I think it's been co-opted since President Trump did co-opt it and urged NFL owners to fire players who did it. But in the beginning, it really was about race. It really was a good conversation about, hey, what has so provoked some of our athletes that they are no longer standing during the national anthem? What exactly is going on to provoke that kind of radical response? And so I think early on, it's the only thing the minority has, because otherwise the majority's like, hey, stand up for the flag, and I promise you I'll get to these issues later on. And I think for people in minority positions who feel like their voice is constantly neglected, I do think they say, no, this is the only way we can get your attention. And so I don't want to, as a person of privilege, I don't want to take away their one avenue to get our attention.
When we have the opportunity to engage in a dialogue, when someone has done something to provoke a response, what's a good way to, I guess, engage in that dialogue? I mean, that, you know, sometimes we don't even know how we feel about it. It just seems wrong or inappropriate.
Well, and I think race, boy, Neil, race has been an issue for a long time in our country. It's one of that. It's like latent conflict in a relationship. It's in the background all the time. And I think the first thing we need to do is to do perspective taking. So rather than shouting down at Colin Kaepernick, I would hope that we could do perspective taking to learn what has caused you to take this very provocative action. Like, okay, what is going on in your community? Help me understand the plight of your community as you take this action that I find disrespectful. But let me not just react with hostility, but let me stop just long enough to say, okay, I'm going to give you 10 good minutes. What is going on with your community that has provoked this particular kind of response? And I don't think, Neil, that the flag should be off limits. I know this is going to get me in trouble with some of your listeners, but I actually take my cue from Jesus on this. So hang on as I make this transition. So Jesus, in his time, there were two things you did not mess with in Jewish culture. It was the Sabbath and it was the temple. Both of those were off limits. Jesus uses both of them to make a point. He works on the Sabbath. Remember, he feeds his disciples and gets blasted by the Pharisees. And then he walks into the temple and turns over the tables in the temple. So two of the greatest symbols of Jewish pride, he was not afraid to use them to make a larger point about the kingdom of God. So I often get asked the question, would Jesus take a knee today? And I would never presume to speak for Jesus, but I would confidently say this, the flag would not be off limits to him. If he felt the need was great enough, significant enough, I think he would absolutely use the national anthem to make his point, because he already did it with two of the greatest symbols of Jewish pride.
Wow, we have always more to think about whenever we chat with Tim. You know, thinking too, just on the president saying, well, the NFL should fire those who disagree. That, you know, we can, as Christians, could be on the opposite side of that at some point as well. So, you know, we're in a university or something, and you know, our viewpoint doesn't match up with the culture, and once, you know, we could be on the outs, so it seems like we should be more understanding, at least in that area.
Oh, Neil, I think you make a great point. I do think the next big battle in our country is religious freedom. And I think we need to support people who are exercising their freedoms, because we want a part of that. We want to be in that group that has the freedom to take a knee during the national anthem. Even if we disagree with it, I think we're going to need to protect this freedom, because our rights are and especially in California, our rights are really being taken a look at by Sacramento, our capital.
Mm. Great conversation and food for thought, hopefully. Would Jesus kneel during the national anthem? Do some perspective taking perhaps this week, as you have opportunity to talk about cultural issues, as we do every other Wednesday with Tim Muehlhoff, professor of communication at Biola University, joining us today. Tim, always good to talk with you. Thanks for helping us think through these important areas.
Great. Thank you, Neil.
You're listening to Connecting Faith, and invite you to check out the podcasts of the show or other shows online. Go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.